We are holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Vav. Rosh Hashanah Tes Vav. Actually, Tes Zayin is a famous Daf. It talks about Rosh Hashanah and Medin. But we're still wrapping up our conversations regarding Esrig and really different Paris, Pasachanata, Pasachanata, one established the idea for Meister. We already got onto Tes Vav Amud Aleph around 4 or 5 lines down at the top of the page. Just to get our bearings, we left off last night. We, on Matzah Shabbos, we went through a machlokes whether what the Esrig status is in general. We quoted the same Gemara that we had, of course, at the beginning of Kedushin, that Esrig, even though it's like a tree, even though it is a tree, according to our Gemara, it's like a tree in three ways: Arla, Netarvai, and Shvius. And but like Meiser, it goes like a vegetable. The difference is, of course, payrus of the tree, they go based on the years, based on Chanata, when they emerge. Vegetables, their year for Meiser is based on when they're Lakita, based on when they are plucked from the ground. We actually had before this earlier in the Gemara, we had when you have grains, wine, olives, those go based on a shlish, a third of their growth. And we also mentioned a couple of days ago in this year, Erev Shabbos, we mentioned that when you have these beans that they're taken in batches, those beans go based on a shrushu and a machlokes about that. That was what we ended up discussing also after Shabbos. Okay, but we focused yesterday on Esrig, and the Gemara then brought in machlokes that Ergumil says Esrig has a din legabe meiser like a vegetable, not like a tree. It goes based on lakita. Rebbe says no, it's like a tree legabe everything, even legabe meiser has a din like a tree. We then brought a discussion of Rabbi Akiva, who was naig seeming like Beishamai and like Beisilil, or seeming like Rebbe Lezer and like Ergumil. We weren't sure which two shchumras he was taking on, and then we left off with a psak. We said that according to Ergumil, Rabbi Ravuna said, according to Ergumil, that we say Asterisk goes based on Lakita, like a yerek, meaning like a vegetable. So it's Rosh Hashanah is not going to be Tu B'Shvat, like we pass like Beisilil. Tu B'Shvat won't be Shvat. Rather, it's going to be Tishrei. We had in the Mishnah Daf Beis that when it comes to vegetables, the new year for Meiser is Tishrei. So Esrog, which gets treated like a vegetable, meaning that its Kaveh is the Lakita from the tree and not the Chanot of the emergence, will have Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. On that, the Gemara deflected, and this was the very last Gemara we read yesterday, the Gemara deflected and said, no, we have a clear Bryce that speaks about going based on Lakita by Esrog and still references Shvat. So we see even Ergumil, switch the memory, even Ergumil says that Esrog goes based on Lakita like a vegetable, the new year is still Shvat. So again, the cutoff point is still going to be Shvat. The question is it Lakita or is it the Chanata? Okay, that is all the Gemara from yesterday. Now, the Gemara first, Gemara is going to continue focusing on Esrog and Shvat very much in today's daf, but before that, the Gemara just focuses on more of a technical point, that in the most recent Bryce about Esrig, it focused on third year going into fourth year. So if, let's say you have the Lakita taking place after Shvat of the fourth year, then it's considered fourth year pairs. If Lakita took place before Shvat, in the third year pairs. Nafkamina is, of course, in the third year, we take Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. In the fourth year, it goes back to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Reminder, cycle is years 1 and year 2, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Year 3, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Year 4 and 5, back to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Year 6, like year 3, is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. So the difference between years 3 and 4 is whether it's going to be Maaser Rishon consistent, whether it's going to be Maaser Ani or Maaser Sheni. The Gemara is just bothered by a very simple question. Back in the Afid Beis, when we quoted the same Nafkamina, we made Nafkamina between year 2 and year 3. Same Nafkamina. Year 2 and year 3, year 2 is Maaser Sheni, year 3 is Maaser Ani. Why now we make enough community in year 3 and 4, which is Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni, and the Gemara prior to make a chiluk between Meiser Rishon and Meiser Bitar between year 2 and year 3, and here we're focusing on year 3 and year 4, it's the same difference. That's Gemara. Meishna Hassam, we're fifth line, the page, top, from the top of the page, says Vav Menalov. Meishna Hassam, Tani, Meiser Shnia, Nichlos Lashishas. Meishna Hacham, Tani, Meiser Shlishas, Nichlos Lervias. Why over there were we focused on 2 going to 3 in Daf Yud Beis, and here we focus on 3 into 4, the most recent Gemara of Esrig. Says the Gemara Milsav Agavurcha Mashman, the Gemara wants to teach us a totally separate inyan, and that is as follows. Esrig Kashla Yoda, Esrig, the people's hands touching the tree, which is what happens when the people are busy with it by Shemitah, all the hands touching it is damaging to the tree. And since everyone touches it by Shvius, it doesn't carry Paris properly, I guess, to the normal way, back to year 3. So focused on year 3 and year 4 to stress that till year 3 doesn't go back to normal because of all the touching of the Esrig. So it's Mosak Avorcha telling people about the danger, the damage that's done when everyone handles Esrig. Does that mean there's Mamish no Esregim till year 3? What's going to be? You're not going to be able to have any Esregim from the from Eretz Yisrael, from the Jewish lands, we have Shemitah. You're not going to have any Esregim because there's one, two, it's still trying to recuperate from Shemitah, or it gets damaged and there's less of a supply, but of course it exists. I'm not sure, but the point is, it takes 3 years for it to fully recuperate, that's the point, and that was the stress of year 3-4, as opposed to year 2-3. By my name, Rabbi Yechem Mirbiyane. So Rabbi Yechem Mirbiyane, the following Shiloh. Esrig Rosh Hashanah Shlei Emesai. When is Rosh Hashanah of Esrig? Which we've been discussing essentially. Amalei Shvat, it's Shvat. So he asked him, he elaborated on this question. Shvat the Chadashim, or Shvat the Kufa? We talk about Shvat. It's the month of Shvat. Is it the month of Shvat by the months? Simple type. Shvat. Based on the months. So it's the month of Shvat, which we were saying till now. Of course, Shvat doesn't mean Shvat. Shvat can mean Tu B'Shvat, but it means the month of Shvat. Or Shvat the Kufa. Or no, we know there's different seasons in the year. Is it the season? Is it the tkufa of Shvat, the solstice of Shvat, is that what we're referring to, which wouldn't necessarily be exactly by the month of Shvat itself. It could be a little before, a little after. Amarle the Chadashim. So Rebecha said back, no, we mean the month, like we've been understanding till now. Simple taish means the month, not the tkufa. They didn't first explain. They ask you as a kasha. This helps elaborate on something that was bothering last night, lies arrested by the shir. That we said that the idea behind Shvat being the cutoff point is because Rave of the rains have already come. Rave of the winter did not pass, even though Rave of the winter didn't pass, but Rave of the rains of the rain season passed, and therefore the Chazal felt, the Chazal, it's really, it could be it's a derisa even, Machlekes, Rishayim, we said that that's a good cutoff point, even according to Rishayim as derisa, it was given to Chazal to determine what that date is, and the reason why they made the date Shvat is because once Rave of the rains passed, that's the time to separate whatever had emerged in the prior year and whatever emerged in the current year. So they're just bothered. What's the Hava Mina to say? It means the Tkufa. Shouldn't it be pushed that it means the Chadashim? And that the answer is Hagufu. That was part of the Kler. The Shiloh was, is Rave the rain till the month of Shvat? Or is Rave the rain till the Tkufa of Shvat? That's Gufa, part of the Shiloh. But in that, the Archoner, other Achoinim, make this speak out the Shak of Daya. But in the Shak of Daya, it's very clear. We were bothered a little yesterday. What is the fact that most of the rain passed? Make it that that's the cutoff point. Maybe if most of the rain passed, especially when we're saying Rashi, most of the rain passed and the trees are able to keep rain inside them, so they have the rain inside them for what grows in the future. So maybe even what grows later should still be part of the past year, because most of the rain already happened. So the explanation that Aruch Leir takes for granted, which is very simple, is that what most of the rain has already come, and whatever emerged till now has emerged from those old rains. Whatever didn't emerge yet will be considered that it's emerging from the new rains. That is why it's a cutoff, because we still need the chanata to be able to connect it to the prior year, and if there's no chanata yet, the chanata, the emerging that happens post Tu B'Shvat will only happen later, which will almost for sure have come from the new rains that came after Shvat. So that is the explanation in that cutoff, which we were debating a little in yesterday's daf. Okay,
generally, when we talk about
Tkufa,
it's a 3-month period, like tomorrow refers to it's Kufas Tevas. What exactly does Kufas Shvat mean? Tevas.
You sure? There's a Kufas Tevas, Kufas Shvat? I don't think you're right. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. You're saying that the...
I'm speaking from recollection. I might be wrong.
So you're saying there's a Kufa of Tevas.
But I always thought there were 4 Kufas in the year.
Right.
And so when the Gemara says Kufas Shvat, it means... when in the Tkufa, it's like a 3-month period. It could be, it's a very indefinite date.
Right. No, I think, again, right to the way that Achorim are explaining it, I think it just refers to the Shvat in the, where it would correspond in the solar calendar, because the Tkufa certainly go based on solar, not based on the lunar. So it would be the Shvat based on the solar calendar, and that would be, the Chesh would be, that would be when even more of the rain has passed. I think that's the basic idea. Exactly how that date plays out, I'm not sure. And I don't think it's 3 months. No, but yeah. It is exactly. Solar versus the lunar. That's the main point. Rav Yechon Nachman, and some say it was Rav Yechon Nachman, which is the same characters of the last Shaila. What would Talach if it's a leap year? Meaning, when you have a leap year, does it remain Shvat? You know, Shvat's the month of Adar. And then you're having a second Adar. So basically, do we replace Shvat with Adar now, Adar Rishon? Or no, remain Shvat? Rashi really elaborates the Shaila. If you jump into Rashi, and the Achorinim elaborate on Rashi, Rashi says, Emasai Roshana Shvat HaSamach L'Teves, Adar Rishon Shumakam B'makam Shvat. The Shaila is, does it remain always the month after Tevis, which is the Shvat after Tevis? That's going to be Kaveya, the new year. Or no, Shvat always has a status because it's the one that's near Adar. Adar, when you have a second Adar, especially if you learn that Pasha, the second Adar becomes the real Adar, so to speak, because we need to add another extra month. So maybe the first Adar is really the place of Shvat, and maybe that should be the cutoff point. Answers Amar Leih, Rav Nachman, or Rav Yanai, answers Halacha Charev Shanim. You go based on regular years, and in regular years, it's the month that's called Shvat, that's the new year. So to this year, even those two Adars, it remains in the month called Shvat, that is the new year. Amar Abba. Esrig Vashisha Shnechus L'Shvias. Now we have two members of Amaram. Rob is going to say two statements, and then we're going to have Abaye is going to question it, but we're going to end up bringing Rias. Rav Amnuna is going to argue a little bit, and then we end up bringing Rias in this conversation. These are members of Amarim. We end up bringing Rias from Brisas, and really we already touched on this Machlekes and Tanaim earlier already. Ragamir Rav Elazar, exactly how we quantify the new year for Esrig. So we're going to have Amarim really getting involved in parallel Machlekes, which we will tie back to, again, to the Tanaim. Interestingly enough, not the same Tanaim we've spoken until now. This morning we asked it as a kasha, why don't we go back to the other Tanaim? I wasn't sure if my cheshbon was wrong, and I saw later, it's actually the Baal Tais. The Baal Tais does address it. We're not going to delve too deep into it, just to point out that the chain that we're now focused on Amarayim, and we'll circle back to Tanaim shortly. Amar Rabba, Esrog Bashishas Shenichlus L'Shvias, an Esrog that was in the sixth year, essentially emerged, Chanat was in year six, and Lakita was in year 7. It went to year 7, so Lakita's in year 7. Paturman and Meiser, Paturman and Beer. It's Pater from both Meiser and Pater from Beer. Now, basic Din Meshmita we've discussed many times. One of the basic Din of Meshmita is Beer. But before we get there, we know there's Alacha, you're not allowed to work the fields, Meshmita, of course. You're not allowed to do business with the produce of Meshmita. You're not allowed to leave over the produce of Meshmita. You have to eat it all up. You have to eat everything to the last bit of edible food. You're not supposed to leave over any part of it that's edible. And, you know, and lastly, or there may be Alachas as well, but the Alacha we need to focus on is Alacha of Beer. And that means that I'm allowed to gather Paris Shvias and keep it in my storage house, keep it stocked up in my cupboard, as long as it's not Kol HaChayim Nasad, as long as that produce is still found in the field, animals can still find it in the field, that same produce. But once it's no longer found in the field, I have a chiv of beer. I have to get rid of it for like beer chametz. I have to get rid of the chametz for my house. I have to get rid of this produce from my storage. I got to put it out to the outside and let everyone have free reign to take it. Fine, that's the halacha of beer. And we're saying that the esrog that was emerged in the sixth year and is now being lucked in the seventh year is pata from beer, which basically means it doesn't have the Shemitah. Yeah, we're also saying it's pata from Eiser, which is Bechidish. The reason it's pata from Eiser is because it doesn't have the Shemitah. So that those two dinim in the Reisha seem to be a direct exterior one with another. So again, Esrog Bashisha Shenichus L'Shvias, I'm calling it Reisha, even though it's a member of Amram, because it's the first statement, he's saying two statements. An Esrog, which is in the sixth year emerged, and it goes into the seventh year where it's Lakita, is pata from Eiser, and it's pata min Abir. U'Bashvias Shenichus L'Shvias, and Esrog in the seventh year emerged in year seven, and it now went into year eight, as being Lakat Lakita, plucked in year eight, picked in year eight, Paturman Meiser Mechavis Beer. That is very simple, it actually makes a lot of sense. That's pata from Eiser, because it's year seven Esrog, we'll say we go Besachanata. And it's chayiv and beer. It's pata from Eiser because we treat it like an esrog of shvias, and it's chayiv and beer because again we treat it like an esrog of shvias. So the second din seems to be very simple, very logical. If it's easy, the first din is where we have a question. Now it's interesting. What Abaye says is instead of just saying the seif is good, and the stam and the reish is a question, he sticks in a word in the seifa. Amalei Abaye, bishlam seifa lechumra. Seifa, I'll explain that lechumra we say has a din of shvias. The chumra, and the way Rashi explains it, really, the seif itself, you don't need to come on to this chumra. It makes perfect sense. Pata min ma'aser chayim shvias. But could be that old din that's chayim shvias, I can explain. I don't want the seif to be a direct steerer with the reisha either. The fact that the seif makes sense in itself in its own bubble is great, but also it can still represent the steerer to the reisha. Not even a steerer to the reisha. You know why? Because the seif itself, what I'm saying is, maybe I'm not sure what the lach is. Chanata, lakita, but we treat it like shmita. In order to say it's chayiv and beer, which is a chumrah, and once we treat it like Shemitah, it's now a hefker. Once it's hefker, of course, it's no demeiser. So the seifa, even when trying to connect to the reisha, the seifa itself still stands on its own 2 feet, the seifa is fine. But the reisha is mamish astir minei abe. El reisha, ptur min abir v'amai, that means it's lobas achanata, yachit chayiv and meiser. The reisha is putter from beer and why? Because it must be not a pairs of shvias. If it's not a pairs of shvias, why not? Because you go based on the chanata, and chanata was in year six. If you go based on the chanata and it's year six, it should be chayiv and meiser. Yachit chayiv and meiser, very simple question. Question on Rava's din, Azay Frek Abaye, on Rabba's din. On Malaysia, Rabba answers back to Abaye, Yada Koma Shamshamba. We touched on this idea, we'll touch as a good choice of words over here. We touched on this before, this idea that people touch the Esrog, that's why it takes 3 years to recuperate. During Shemitah, everyone's touching the Esrog. Vat Amit Chayv Meiser, so Rabba says, everyone's touching the tree, everyone's touching the Esrog, it's messing it up. And you're going to say it's Chayv Meiser? It's Mamish like Hefker, and therefore it's not Chayv Meiser. Which comes like this, Me'ikra Din is Nam Hefker, a Peri, an Esrog. that had chanata, that had emergence in year 6, is takanat, doesn't have the Shemitah. If it doesn't have the Shemitah, it's not mutter for the people to touch. But apparently, once they go to the fields and it's a free-for-all, because it is Shemitah right now, people are going to touch it. Once people are going to touch it anyway, even if they're not allowed to, the Baal Bayis renders it hefker, because it's automatically, it's no longer, he has no, feels like he has no bailus over it. Once he's mafker it, it's taka, no demeiser. So it's taka, both dinim could be true. It's not chayav shmita because it doesn't have a din shmita because it's from year 6, but it's not chayav meiser because it has a din of hefker. That's how Rab explains the resha. Now, which is interesting because it comes out people are touching things they're not supposed to and the mamash damaging it. Okay, Rav Amrun Amar, he says, I can give a different sheet of what goes on. Bas shishis and nichas ashvias, leil mishishis. No, the esrig, which is in the 6th year emergence, and now it's the 7th year Lakita, you go based on the Chanata. So both Rav Amnuna is agreeing to Rabba that Esrig, that even though it's an Esrig tree, it's unique, it's still good based on Chanata, like other Paris, and therefore it's Zin of Shishis. Ubashvias and Echos Shminas, Leilim Shvias, and the Bashvias that goes to Shminas will always have in the Shvias. Basically, Rav Amnuna says, across the board, you go based on Chanata, not based on Lakita, and therefore the 6th year Esrig is totally going to be Chayiv and Meiser, and Pater and Shemitah, and that's of year 7, Chanata, going into year 8, will be Chayev and Beer, have a din of Shemitah, and Pater from the din of Meiser. That's what Nuna learns. And he wanted the Kasha. And what's he going to do with Rabba's Taina that everyone touches it? He says, no. Just because everyone touches it, they're not allowed to. Doesn't mean he's Mafkarit. He's not Mafkarit. He's upset. Doesn't want people to touch it. But not enough that he's Mafkarit. Therefore, it still has a regular din Meiser. Meisve Akasha on both Rabba and Rav Amnuna. Rabbi Shimon, Yudah Imer, Mishim Rabbi Shimon. Esrig Bashishis, Shenichlis Lashvias. An Esrig of the 6th year that goes to the 7th year, Pterim Meiser, Pterim Nambir. An Esrig of the 6th year going to the 7th year, so the Chanata is in year 6, and the Lakita is in year 7, is Pata from Meiser and Pata from Beer. That is exactly like Rabba. That's not like Rav Amnuna. So the ratio is ready, Kasha, on Rav Amnuna. And the Bryce elaborates, because the only time you Chayiv Meiser is when you have something which grew, so you have to have the Chanata Bechiv and the Lakita Bechiv. You need both to be in the 6th year, or both in the 8th year, in order to be Chayiv. What if you have the Bashvias, that which is Chanata in year 7, and when it's year 8, Pater from Meiser is Vaita Pater Meiser, Upatra Beer, and again, Pater from Beer, Pater from both again, same lambdas. Shein the Chadav Shechayv Beer, Elim Kigad Bashvias, Menuka Bashvias, you have nothing that's Chayv Beer unless it was both Chanata and Lakita during the year, you only Chayv Beer if it had Chanata and Lakita in the year of Shemitah. If not, you're not going to be Chayev. So the Mer asks, Reisha's Kasha of Nuna, like we pointed out, Reisha's Klesha of Nuna, because Reisha's Taka says that year 6 to year 7 is Pater and everything, which is like exactly what Rabbi says. Rav Nuna said, Yechayev in Meiser, Pater and Shemitah. Here he's saying you Pater and everything. And the Seva, which is saying year 7 to year 8, is again Pater and everything. That's not like Rabbi or Rav Nuna. They both agreed that that case is Chayev in Shemitah and Pater in Meiser. Sefa Kasha bin the Rabbein Rav Nuna answers the Gemara Tanoihi. It's a Machlokes Tanoim the Taima to the Baisa Amar Rav Yesi of Tulmas Heid Meshum Rav Yesi of Tulmas and Eidus. Sorry, Rav Yesi of Tulmas and Eidus Meshum Chamisha Zekanim of Tulmas and Eidus name of 5 Zekanim as follows: Esrig Achal Kitasa LeMeiser. Esrig goes based on the Kita when you pluck it, when you pick it off the tree for Meiser purposes. For Rav Yesi of Abusha Amru and the Rabbanu got together in Usha and they voted. That goes based on the Kita, based on the plugging, both for Meiser and for Shvias. Now the Rabbi Yossi is quoting of Thomas, who is being made in front of in the name of the 5 Zekanim, didn't say a word about Shvias. They only focused on Meiser, and the guy Meiser said Lakita. And Usha, they voted that Lakita is the Kaveya both for Meiser and for Shvias. Ask the Gemara Shvias Mante Kajame. The Zekanim didn't say anything about Shvias, so why is he weighing in the Gabi Shvias? Says the Gemara Tavan Beis, you're right, it must be the missing words, and this is what the Bryce said, this is what the statement was in the conversation. It must be that the 5 Zekanim had taught that an Esrig goes based on Lakita Lagabi Meiser. So the Kaveh is not Chanata, the Kaveh is Lakita Lagabi Meiser, but the Kaveh is Chanata Lagabi Shvias. Rabbi Seinu Nimnibusha, the Gamru, Acha Lakitasai, Bain Lamais Bain Lishvias. And the Rabbi Seinu, they were going to know, Lakita is the deciding factor, both the Gab Meiser and the Gab Shvias. So your question was that we have a Bryce and Aga Vamuna, or like Rabbi, is telling this Machlaikas. The Bryce is going along the lines, perhaps, of Usha that says you go based on Lakita, but Rabbi and Rav Amnuna, they'll find the Shita of the Zekanim that you do go based on, actually goes based maybe not on the Kitla for Meiser, but the Gabi Chanata, the Gabi Shvias goes based on Chanata, and therefore year 6, year 7 Chanata into year 8 will, yes, have a din of Shemitah, because the Chanat was in year 7, it will have the Shemitah. That's what Rabbi Avruna held, and that fits with the Chamesh Zakenim of that Rav Tilma's 8 Seidas, even though it doesn't feel like the other Shita, they feel like those Tanaim, once you have the time, we're no longer bothered that the Amiram have no one to base on. And this is where we ask the Kasha in the morning share, and the same Kasha pops up now, to the beginning of the Bam Taisvas, we are bothered that why do you have to find new Tanaim? Isn't this the Machlekes we had during a meal? And Rabbi Eliezer earlier, Rabbi Gamliel held that Esther gets a din legabe shvius, as a din like a regular tree, which means you go based on chanata, and legabe meiser, it gets a special din, then you go based on the kita. And Rabbi Eliezer came along and said, no, even legabe meiser has a din, then you go based on chanata, but according to both of them, you go based on chanata for shvius. So for our purposes to figure out what's behind the shvius, you have the eights of chanata, taisvus, and I'm off the bottom, addresses this question. Itmar. And the truth is, we've been focused throughout the daf on Esra, just a key point. It's going to come up again over here as well in Amad Beis, but it really, really, I should have addressed it right away in the beginning of Amad Aleph. It's the top taisvus in Amad Aleph. When we asked, what is the tkufa? Is it Shvat of the month, or Shvat of Tkufa? We keep asking questions in the context of Esrig. And that's our sugya, is Esrig. And again, Esrig may have different dinim and trees on occasion. Like I have a meiser maybe, like I have other things. Esrig may be different. But for the most part, Esrig is like a tree. Esrig is like a regular tree, meaning it's like any other pairs of the tree. According to Blazer, across the board, all four dinim. According to Gamil, three out of four dinim. Esrig is most like a tree. The fact that we're debating Esrig is because Esrig, we know, remains on the tree. The Taisra address there. Esrig remains on the tree for Hadar Mashana Lashana. Esrig gets part of the drash of Hadar, right? We had that. It's last on the tree from year to year. We just had the Gemara of the story of Rabbi Kiva. One of the Peshatim we had with Rabbi Kiva's story was he plucked an Echad B'Shvat and had been on the tree since before the prior Tu B'Shvat. Echad B'Shvat is Beshamed Dikazman. We focus on Tu B'Shvat, which is a Behil Dikazman. And we say, yeah, it was on the tree from before the prior Tu B'Shvat all the way to Echad B'Shvat the next year. It's almost a full year round. Esrig stayed on the tree for a long time, number one. And number two, Esrig also grows different patterns, different waters. It needs a lot of water, not just the regular rainwater. And therefore, our focus of here and our discussion is poked about Esrig because you may find that it has chanata before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat and it's on the tree for a long time. But the same conversation would apply to all trees. That's what the top taste addresses and other Shenim address. And L'Chair, it's going to come again on base. We're not just focused on all these dinim on Esrig. Yes, the Machlekes of Gamil or Blazer, which we had yesterday, was clearly Machlekes specifically about Esrig. But the Shaila, let's say, about the Tkufa, or whether it's the Tkufa, whether it's the month, or the Shaila about the Ibriyar, Adar, double Adar. There's also shots about all trees. Do we go based on Tu B'Shvat or do we go based on the Tkufa Shvat? Do you go based on Tu B'Shvat? Do you go based on the Adarish? And those shots relate to all trees. Lav Dafka too. Even the discussions now about Shemitah, these discussions relate to all pairs, not just Esrig. It just happens to be Esrig was the choice because it is more flexible in terms of its timing on the tree. Okay. Says the more further. Itmar will be relevant in the next Gemara as well. Itmar. Rabbi Yechon Reshlakish Amitavayo. Esrig Bashishas, again, we're bouncing back between Tanoim and Amaram, just to keep our bearings. Now we're back to Amaram. Rabbi Yechon Reshlakish Amitavayo. Esrig Bashishas Shnichas Shvias. Esrig that was in the 6th year that went to 7th year, which is a fancy way of saying Echanat and emerged in year 6, and now we're in year 7 for Lakita. Loyalim Shishas. It's considered. Everything has a status of shishus. Basically, you go based on chanata, and therefore it's going to be chayiv and meiser, and it's going to be patur from the shvius because it's the 6th year produce. Kiyasa Rav Namarich, Rav came in Namarich, and he said, Esrig Vashish Nichol Shvius, Esrig of the 6th year, that went into year 7, Afila Kazayis Vasa Kikar Chayiv L'Mishim Devil. He just elaborates further how fight this goes. You have an Esrig that only was the size of a Kazayis, an olive, in year 6. That's a little emerged. And in year 7, it grew to be the size of those huge regim. It grew to be the size of a loaf of bread, a massive Esrig. And all that happened in year 7. You know what? Still, Echayim Bishop Tevel has regular Tevel, meaning we know Shemitah year, there's no than Tevel. This must be, we give it a din in the 6th year. You go based on the Chanata when it was made the size of an olive. That's its Iker Zman. That's when it emerged. That's its Iker Zman. It has a Chiv of Meisters, has a din of Tevel, and it's not, does not subject to the din of Shemitah. Tanarban. A tree that the Paris emerged, they had Chanata, prior to Tu B'Shvat. Misasha Shana Shavra, its Maaseh goes with the prior year. Simple, based on what we're saying, that the tree goes based on Chanata, and this Chanata took place prior to Tu B'Shvat. Achar Chamisha B'Shvat, Misasha Shana Ba. If Tu B'Shvat, it gets its Maaseh like the coming year. That's a basic thing which fits with what we've been learning until now. Rem Nechemi now says an interesting qualification. Amr Nechemiya. B'Amed V'Mamurim, B'Lin Sha'isa Shtei Brechas B'Shana. When do we say this? Only with regard to a tree that makes two in a brechas. Now brechas really mean like two broods by birds. As Lashon used by birds giving birth. So if it gives birth to two broods, that's when we said this. Ask the Gemara just the terminology. Shtei brechas agnaydach. What shaychas broods by trees? I mean, it relates to birds of the tree, not to the paris of the tree. Gemara says you're right. El ema kein shtei brechas. It just means that there's enough gemina whether or not all of the crop becomes ripe. And it's lucket pvas achas, or it's lucket, it becomes ripe at multiple intervals. If it's ripe at multiple intervals, then That's when we're saying this din that you go based on chanata, because there's multiple intervals for lakita, so we say you go based on chanata. But if a taka only becomes ripe all at once, if there's only one crop that comes out of the tree in the season, you don't have multiple crops, if only one crop comes out, then taka you'd go based on the kita, even though it's a tree. Huge qualification of Rav Nechemia. Again, we seem like we're talking about, we said the word Elon, but we'll see, it's very clear, it's lav dafka, we're not talking specifically about esrig or non esrig, we're going to have multiple trees that fit this qualification. Let's see. Says the Gemara, doesn't mean mamish broods of fruit. You don't say broods by fruit, it's by birds. It means like broods. If it's one crop, then you would go based on taka when the crop is ready, lakita. When it's multiple crops, that's when you go based on the chanata. Avos, the merno, goes back to Rimechemia. Aval ilonaisa brecha achas, taka if it makes only one crop, could go in such as, we give a few examples, to call them date trees, zesim, olive trees, charuvin, buxer, carob trees. In that case, even if it emerged prior to Tu B'Shvat, the Meiser is in the next year. Unbelievable. You had Chanata, and trees we say basically go based on Chanata. Our one exception until now we thought was maybe Esrig. Now we're saying, no, we have other exceptions as well. Anything which produces one product, one crop, at the end, it ends up being one time the crop, we say that you go based on the Kita. The reason why you go based on Chanata is because it has diversified, as multiple crops. That's when you go based on Chanata. But according to Mechemia, if it's one crop, it goes based on the Kita. Says the Gemara, even though the Chanata emerges was before Shvat, you still count it. Asher and the Shanaba, the Meister is for the year following Tu B'Shvat. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Nago Am Becharuvin Kam Nechemia. The Am was Nayig by Charuvin by the Buxer, like Kam Nechemia. And the first point out again over here, by Charuvin is the Daf Charuvin, and the answer is no. Taisus Rabbi says La Daf Kana Charuvin. Who identical? Vezesim Chol Yonis Asuyas Brichachas. Any tree, whether it's the date palms that we just mentioned, whether it's the Buxer, or whether it is the olive trees, or whether it's any other tree, Taisus says that fits this build, that it has one general ripening season, Lakita season, that's going to have a din that you go based on Lakita, not based on the Chanata. That is Rabbi Yechanan saying that the Ilm was Nayig, like Rav Nechemia, they took on like Rav Nechemia. Eitz Rabbi Yishtak, Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Shakish, Eitz Rabbi Yechanan, Shaila. From the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Masechta Shviyas. B'nai Shuach, these are white figs. Shviyas Shalem Shniyas. So they take 3 years for the B'nai Shuach to develop. It takes 3 years to develop. And the halacha is the Shviyas Shalem, their Shviyas is in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, which means essentially that which is ready in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, you could understand that its emergence took place when? During Shemitah. During 2 years, it's a 3 year process, during the seventh year of the last cycle, which is during Shemitah, and therefore we'll have the Dinei Shemitah. It's far away from Shemitah now, but it'll retain the Kedusha and the Dinei Shemitah because its emergence was in Shemitah. Mesha Isar Sashana, because it takes 3 years for it to be ready to be picked, right? Now, the question here is the B'nei Shuach seemingly are all ripe at once. They're all ready at once, and anything that's already at once, according to Nechemia, we said, you don't go based on emergence, you go based on the Kita. So if it's already at once in this third year, right, so we should focus on when it's already and say that's its year. So namely, the third year of its growth, which is, in our case, it started growing in Shemitah. So the third year is year two of the new cycle. That should be the year of its status, of its Meiser, of its Din, not the year of Shemitah, not the year of emergence. According to Nechemia, the Mishnah on this Pesach there, Rebbechon is saying that the Ilm was Naig like Nechemia. Says the Gemara, Ishtik Rebbechon was quiet. And we've pointed out in the past many times, Rebbechon being quiet, or Ishtik in general, can have two meanings. Ishtik often means, on the base level, the simplest digest, he was stumped. Ishtik means he didn't have a response, and the Gemara is going to first take that approach. Ishtik could also mean he felt it wasn't worthy of a response. Didn't need a response because it wasn't a Shver Akasha. And then we're ultimately, right before the, at the end of the Amud, we'll go back to that response. Let's see. Ishtik was quiet. Amalei Rab Abba Akoyen. Amalei Rab Abba Akoyen. Rab Yasi Akoyen. Rab Abba Akoyen. Rab Yasi Akoyen. Amai Ishtik, why was he quiet? Why did Rabbi Yechon say as follows? Leimalei Amin Alach Anach Nechemia. Rab Nechemia. Vat Amalei Rabbanon. What type of question are you asking for Mishnah Shvias in Parakei? You're asking me for the Mishnah Shvias, Akasha on Reb Nechemia. Yes, I told you Nechemia, but there's a Rabbanan that argued Nechemia in the Mishnah, in the Machlekes, in when we quoted Nechemia. There's Machlekes Rabbanan Nechemia. I just said, I being a Reichon, Reichon just said that what? That the Am Tekon like Reb Nechemia. But I didn't say there's no one that argues Nechemia, there's a Rabbanan. So you found for me a Mishnah and Shvias that argues Nechemia? We know the Rabbanan argued Nechemia. What is the Kasha Machlel? Says the Gemara, Ano Amina. So Rabbi Yasi Kain says back to Rabbi Kain, because Reish Lakish was just responding to Rabbi Yechon and say, Shafi Zerbanon, Bavzke Bechemia. Why attack are you forsaking the Rabbanon to Nechemia? Just like the Mishnah in the Stam Mishnah in Shviyas in the fifth parak goes like the Rabbanon, wouldn't the normal be to go like the Rabbanon, not like Nechemia? So why are you saying that? Why are you saying we go like Nechemia? So still, Rabbi Baba says, he still have a response to that. I wasn't saying that that's what we should do. I was telling you what the people are behaving like. Kamina lach nagu. I'm telling you what the Eilam is naive to do. Vat amrli asura. You tell me that it's asur. I don't disagree with you. I agree. Goy kachamim. I'm telling you the Eilam is naive to do like Rabbi, to do like Rabbi Nechemia. But Nechemia, I agree. Pasuk darbanan. So it's vaytan arkasha. Why is that not a simple answer that Rabbi Yechon could have given? Azay frektor abakayim to Rabbi Yechon to amrli. So Rabbi Yechon says back because Rabbi Yechon will still say, but makam isura ki nagu shavkinalu. You're saying the nagu, they're naive as if yeah, we let them be. Let bygones be bygones. They're being naive like Rabbi Nechemia. Let them be. When it comes to Nisr, if we pass like the Rabbanan, and what they're doing is Asr, l'chor, we should be making macha, we should be quiet, why are we taking a stride? Says the Gemara, V'leimele, Rabbi Kain says still, Kika minulach ana, maistachor min Rabbanan, v'at amrli shviz teraisa, l'chor, there's a different taina, a whole new school of thought now. The din of Meister on Bucks, the din of Meister on Paris, in general, according to most of the Rishonim, Machlekes, we spoke this out a couple of times in the past few days already, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, the din of Meisters on trees in general is all rabbinic. According to Rambam, could be not, it could be just vegetables of Rabbanan, but could be trees, at least certain trees, are deraisa. But over here in this Gemara, clearly, we're saying at least the buxer tree, the din of this buxer tree, is Drabanan. So, and the thing, trees that like the buxer tree. So if that's the case, Rabbi Kain says, why couldn't Rabbi Yechon respond to Rish Lakish? Very simply, I'm discussing dinim of Maestro Drabanan. That's coming to the Shvias Daraisa. You mean me right for the mission Shvias. Shvias is clear Daraisa. By Daraisa Taka, we are Makbet to go like Drabanan, who say, that we go based on Chanata by trees, and that's it. We don't focus on at all on the, whether it's Bricha Achas or Shte Brichas. But by Drabanans, we can be more lenient. The El can be Nay, like Rechemia. The Gemara says, El Amar Rabbi Kain, Temani Meshiva Rish Lakish Shuvazu. Rabbi Abba Kain was so bothered by this simple response that Rish Lakish could have given Rish Lakish, that he's in wonder if Rish Lakish even made the challenge in the first place. Meaning, because it's just a simple answer Rish Lakish could have given, and he told me to give an answer, he's going into question the whole story. Maybe it's not legitimate, maybe Rish Lakish never asked the question. Maybe Rish Lakish never asked Rish Lakish the question. Says the Gemara, Meshiva, Ha'isva. What do you mean you wonder if Rish Lakish ever made this response? He certainly asked the question. We brought down a story. It wasn't a made up story. What he means to say is, Im kibla Rechon, Im lay kibla. Did Rechon accept it from or not? Meaning what we said before. Was the Ishtik quiet because it didn't have an answer? Or Ishtik was, it's such a pushed answer, I don't have to tell you the response. I'm talking about Dina Darabanan that was saying Mechkarim Nechemia, that the Velt was Nechem Nechemia, and you're asking me that the Psak, Lagabi, then the race is like Darabanan. We know the Psak's like Darabanan. We're just saying the Velt took on like Nechemia by Darabanan, and we didn't make a Macha. So Rabbi Yechon didn't feel a need to answer. That's what perhaps Rabbi Abba Kain was saying, that Rabbi Yechon didn't need to answer, not that he was quiet because he was, or not that he never heard the question, or that he's quiet because he was stumped, but rather he was quiet because he felt the answer is obvious. We'll pause over here and pick up here tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Again, very power-packed Mishnah and Gemara tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem. Have a wonderful evening.